And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
My number one mantra, which I came up with many years ago, and that is help the person you used to be. Okay. So I know that God was working on my heart, but I went in an unconventional way. About, you know, it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago is when I started realizing that, you know, I'd accomplished a lot. You know, we had just come off our biggest event ever. We'd sold 2,200 tickets. This year, our event's 5,000. So, you know, we're excited. But back in, you know, if I go back to 2019, we had sold 2,200 tickets to our event. We were rocking and rolling. I think that was the year I spoke on Grant Cardone's stage and Russell Brunson's stage. Like, it was just great year. Like, everything about 2019 was amazing. And so I should have felt fulfilled. I should have felt really great. But I just couldn't help but feel like something was missing. And I still had something missing. And so I was just driven relentlessly to go on a hunt for what might fill that hole. And so I started studying things I'd never studied before. I started digging into trauma. I started digging into trying to find the root causes of some of the different, you know, social anxieties that I had and different things, which eventually led me to meditation. And so for 2 years, I did 1 to 3 hours a day of meditation, trying to find myself there. And although that was very helpful to me, there was still something missing. I mean, I mastered it. I mastered sitting for 4 hours, not moving a muscle, honing my brain, honing my body not moving 4 hours, right? So I mastered it. And I'm very grateful because it did help me, but it didn't solve the problem, the quest that I was on. And it wasn't until 3.5 months ago that I came to Christ that that those things changed, that I changed, that I felt renewed. Like I felt like I'm, you know, man, this is what I've been looking for. And so in your hunt for wanting to serve people that God is working on in their heart, it doesn't mean you always have to talk about God. And although this may sound funny coming from me, because I go live 6 days a week talking about God, but a lot of my content that, you know, that I create, because I create a lot of content, you know, isn't all about God. But I can help the person I used to be. I can talk about, so for me, and it'll be, you know, it might be different for you, Jerry, I don't know. But for me, I can talk about, have you ever hit goals that you really wanted to hit and then just didn't really even feel that much better after you hit them? Let me ask you this. Those of you on here, does that, like, do you resonate with that? Have you ever hit a goal that you really wanted to hit? You hit it and you're like, okay. It didn't move you the way you thought it would. You know, empty's a tough, Karina, I get it. Empty's a tough, but I've been there. And let me tell you, Tony Robbins says, success without fulfillment is the ultimate failure. And I believe the reason for that is that when you're broke, you think, man, if only I make money. Man, if I can just make some money, then I'll be good to go. But then you get there and that didn't fill the hole and you're like, oh crap, I don't have an answer. And I remember seeing a interview with a little known quarterback, what was it, Tom something, Brady, or I forget. But Tom Brady, many years ago, he was interviewed and he had already won 3 Super Bowls. Okay. He'd already won three Super Bowls. And he says to the person on 60 Minutes, he says, you know, some days I just wonder, like, what else is out there? There's got to be something else out there because this can't be it. And the interviewer says to Tom Brady, you may have heard of him, says to Tom Brady, well, what do you think it is? He said, I wish I knew. So I don't know about you, but I haven't had Tom Brady level success, right? I haven't won Super Bowls. I haven't, you know, whatever he's worth, hundreds of millions of dollars probably, right? And so I would think about that. Like, so if I'm trying to think about people that God is working on, it's people that are aware that there's a hole in their life and they don't know how to fill it. So it may not be, you know, hey, here's the latest scripture, or here's how to translate Solomon, or here's how to, you know, whatever. It may just be, hey, have you ever felt like there was a hole in your life? Have you ever felt like there was something greater out there? Have you ever felt like this? Well, here's what it was for me. See what I mean? And so by me breaking that down, that should help all of you. That should help every one of you. Because if you start to think about who is it that you're trying to attract to you, and how does your experience play into this? Does the person you're trying to attract to you, does that relate at all to the person you used to be? Because if it does, then that's a very powerful connection. So what you have to do is just think of yourself prior to you locating the thing that helped you. Jordan's on here. And, you know, yesterday I did an interview with her. It was amazing. It was incredible. One of the things that initially kicked off so much interest, people being attracted to, you know, to Jordan, is that she went from 300 pounds to lean and mean, right? And so she can simply tap into what didn't she like about herself when she was 300 pounds? What was she thinking back then that she's learned is erroneous? So I'll tell you a recent breakthrough that I've gone through is, although at one point I was, 55, 60 pounds heavier than I am right now. And although I've kept it off, although I've taken, you know, so much weight off, and I've been staying, you know, right around the 190, 200 level. I've been right around, you know, that level. I still notice that I can sometimes overeat and then beat myself up about it. And I learned that, you know, I've been talking with a new friend of mine, Tyler Watson, and I learned that I actually had an addiction to beating myself up. So I can talk about that. I can talk about how, hey, are you finding yourself constantly beating yourself up? If you overeat one night and you're like, beat yourself up the next day, darn it, I'm an idiot, right? And well, that's not helping you. You can actually create an addiction to that, where you're addicted to beating yourself up. And if you're addicted to beating yourself up, you'll create scenarios to fulfill that addiction. If you're addicted to beating yourself up, you'll create scenarios that make it easier for you to fulfill that addiction and beat yourself up. So if you are addicted to beating yourself up and you struggle with consistency, you will actually crave beating yourself up. So to fulfill that, you'll stop being consistent. So one thing that Tyler talks about, and he's a new friend of mine, but I'm very impressed with him, is he talks about allergies and addictions. Sometimes we can create an allergy to success and an addiction to beating ourselves up. We can create an allergy to being really happy in our relationship and addiction to being miserable. And so these allergies, these addictions can really start to rule your life and put you on this autopilot path of creating this predictable future. Okay. But let's come back to the title of this live here. And Lisa says it's all in our thoughts. Tyler's argument is it's all in our bodies. It's all in our bodies. You know, there was a lady, this is a pretty famous story. There was a lady that, there's actually two different stories that I've heard. There was a lady that got a heart transplant. And after her heart transplant, all of a sudden, she started craving weird things that she'd never craved before. Now, she didn't get a brain transplant. She got a heart transplant. She got a heart transplant, and all of a sudden, she started craving drinking beer, which she'd never liked. She started craving green peppers. And for whatever reason, this is wild stuff. She really believed that the name of the person she got her heart from was named Tim. She did some research and found out that the guy's heart that she got, who died in an accident or something like that, she got his heart. His name was Tim. He loved green peppers. He loved to drink beer. And there's another scenario where someone, I believe it was a heart as well. I don't know for sure, but there's another scenario of someone who got a heart from someone who was murdered. And every night she would have these nightmares about being murdered. And she would literally see the person murdering her, and she would see evidence. And she actually went to the police and told her what she was seeing in her dreams. And that led to their arrest. Now, their brain wasn't changed. So we like to think that's all about our subconscious thoughts. What the hell does your subconscious thought have to do with a heart transplant? Isn't that interesting? So it's not just your thoughts. It's these things actually get stored in your body. You could have trauma in your liver, in your adrenal glands, in your kidneys, in your heart, right? It could be all. And so, but anyway, two things, and then we'll get to, you know, answering this title finally. You're like, finally, Higdon, like, come on, wrap it up, B. All right, two things. Number one, help the person you used to be. If you are trying to serve someone you've never been, you're probably going to continue to struggle. You're probably going to continue to spin your wheels. Okay. If you're like, I think millennials are where it's at, and you really don't know how to communicate to millennials, you're probably going to continue to struggle. Okay. You're going to continue to kind of, you know, think, right? Like what are they struggling with? And you'll study and stuff. And so when you snap into maybe who I need to help is the person I used to be, because you have confidence. You have confidence on who you used to be because you overcame that. You survived that. That's not a theoretical. It's not a, hey, I think I could help this person. No, no, no. You used to be this person. You can help this person. All right. And this doesn't mean, like, let's say that you have 100 pounds to lose and you've only lost 10. Guess what? You can help people lose 10. That's what you can do because you did it and you have confidence there. And a lot of people seek confidence in areas that they haven't overcome. And confidence isn't the right term. You're using the wrong term. That takes courage. That takes bravery. That's not confidence, because you don't have confidence around things you haven't done yet. So all these courses, I see these courses of how to have confidence now. The only way you can have confidence now is if you're teaching something you've done. I cannot, right? I can't brainwash myself to have confidence on how to teach you the violin. I could have courage to stumble forward and, you know, kind of, hey, right? And I could have courage to run the risk of looking like a buffoon, but that's not confidence. So helping the person you used to be. So take a look at who you think you're trying to attract to you and see, can we align it in any way of who I used to be or what I have experience in? Maybe, just maybe, maybe you were a grief counselor. And you know, maybe you didn't actually experience grief yourself, but you have actually learned how to help people handle grief. Okay, can we tie those together? Something you've done, something you've overcome, something you've absolutely learned, you have confidence around, help that person, okay? So now the question becomes, what's the best way? How do we do this? What works on social media? And so one big suggestion is, I mean, this is just a no-brainer. Someone that built a $1 million business on TikTok, okay? Grab her free course, her free 3-day summit. And I believe it's only free until like tomorrow sometime. And so higdengroup.com/free social summit. But the top of the marketing food chain is, no question, short video. TikToks, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts. And don't skip YouTube Shorts. I know a lot of people do. A lot of people hit the big three. Do the YouTube Shorts too, because they've gotten better and better and better. And sometimes my YouTube Shorts are actually getting thousands more views than my actual YouTubes. So don't skip that. You make the video one time, you upload it to those four places. And what if you don't like TikTok because they track you? Everyone tracks you. You need to understand that, man. I mean, there's, you don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. You're being tracked, just so you're aware. And anything that doesn't allow tracking, they want to ban. Anyway, not the point of this life. Okay. And so the top of the food chain, short videos, TikToks, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts. You create the video one time, not four times. Create the video one time, you upload it. If it works halfway well, you wait, you know, 21 to 40 days, you re-upload it again. Okay. And I agree, Karina, TikTok has amazing editing tools. TikTok is, for me, the easiest. And so now, if you can combine the strategy of the day, and the reason that it's the strategy of the day is, unlike any time in human history, you have the ability to reach people that do not know you for free. You've never been able to do that up until the last couple of years. And so it's you doing these reels and know that they're just rolls of the dice. Some of them gonna bomb, some will suck. The one that you spend the most amount of time on, you really get your hair did, you get your nails done, right? The one that you really spend a lot of time on, that one's probably gonna bomb. The one where you're folding clothes in the laundry room, that one's gonna take off. You don't know. But you keep rolling the dice for free and you just see what happens. The top of the marketing food chain is these short videos. And if you want to learn how to do that for free, grab Jordan's 3-day summit, higdengroup.com/free social summit. Now, because I've now done a few things with Jordan, and our students just love her to smithereens. They think she's amazing, as do I. She has an all-access pass that I participated in. So if you want to dive deeper, you certainly can. But if you're on a super, super budget and you just can't do the all-access, then at least get the free. And you can get that at higdengroup.com/free social summit. And so if someone can, type that. I got it on the screen. Notice I got it on the screen, but maybe someone could type that out. That would be helpful. higdengroup.com/free social summit. And so tie these things together. There is no question. Okay. There's no question that reels and short videos, top of the marketing food chain. I don't care if you're a plumber. I don't care if you're doing HVAC. I don't care if you're a realtor. It literally doesn't matter. If you're trying to attract people to you, if you're trying to build a business, okay, short videos is a non-negotiable. Now, what is additional is if you're doing YouTube. I would suggest doing YouTube as well, but if you're going to do one, do the short videos. How many views on Reels would you say is a good number? I mean, that's going to really vary. You know, like, for us, if we get, you know, 800 views, it's kind of like, that one didn't do very well. But for some people, 800 views may be fantastic. And I want to point out, I was doing videos every single day for months when I started in this space, and I didn't have any videos. I mean, I went at least 5 months. So I did at least 150 videos and not one of them had over 800 views. So it's going to vary, right? Don't be so tied up. I mean, I have some Facebook reels that have, you know, 8 million views. That's definitely not all of them. Most of them hover around 1,000, couple thousand, something like that. And so don't get so tied up on what's a good competitive number you should be associating. Like, just ask yourself, what would it take for me? Like, let's say you get 100 views. I don't think that's a humongous goal, right? What would it take for you to get in front of 100 people that know or don't know you? What would it take? You'd have to rent a hotel room, get the banquet, have someone check people in. Could you get 100 people to a room? Most people couldn't. So don't get so tied up on how many views am I going to get. Know that some are going to get, you know, more views than others, but it's not costing you anything. You're not having to buy a GoToWebinar line. You're not having to rent out a hotel room. You're not having to, you know, pay for ads, which is what you used to have to do. So there's no question, top of the food chain, short videos. And one of the absolute best trainers is Jordan. You can get her 3-day summit for free. That isn't staying free, just so you know. So I would grab it sooner than later. HiddenGrid.com/free-social-summit. So now it just comes down to, okay, that's the what. I need to be doing those. Okay, for who? For who? And I would suggest help the person you used to be. And even if you sell shampoo and your background is in parenting, then guess what? I would lean more on who you're trying to attract and who you're trying to help than I would the thing I'm trying to sell. Because if they connect with you and they like you and they trust you and they learn to know you, then they'll want to buy stuff from you. It's just how it works. It's human nature.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.